This is Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. Friends, last month we were deeply saddened by the sudden passing of our founder and president, Rabbi Yekiel Eckstein. Rabbi Eckstein's daughter, Yael Eckstein, has assumed the mantle of Rabbi Eckstein's leadership and is now leading the fellowship forward as its president. Helping Christians understand more about the Jewish faith and about Israel was one of Rabbi Eckstein's greatest passions. And it's in that spirit that we share Rabbi Eckstein's teaching with you.
Today we continue our discussion about Purim, the Jewish holiday celebrated this week. We pick up the story just after Esther had courageously approached King Xerxes to plead for her people. Soon after, King Xerxes learned that Mordechai, Esther's cousin, had saved his life, but had not been rewarded. Meanwhile, Haman, the evil prime minister, went to ask King Xerxes for permission to have Mordechai executed for not bowing down to him. But before he could, the king first asked Haman, what should be done for the man the king wants to honor? Thinking the king wanted to reward him, Haman suggested that such a person be honored with an elaborate parade. Imagine Haman's surprise when King Xerxes instructed him to, quote, go at once and do as you have suggested for Mordechai the Jew. In short order, Esther finally revealed to the king that she was Jewish and exposed Haman's plot to kill her people. Furious, King Xerxes ordered Haman's execution, hanging him on the very gallows he'd built for Mordechai. And so on the very day that had been slated for the destruction of the Jews, we remember our deliverance with this festival.
You've been listening to Holy Land Moments. To record your prayer for Yael Eckstein and for the Eckstein family, call 888-241-IFCJ.